This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real-life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, svinews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios, located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story podcast. This is your host, Travis Osmond.
This is your host, Mary Jo Parker.
We're coming to you today live from the home of SVI Media here in beautiful Afton, Wyoming. We're sure grateful for them for letting us do that here.
We sure are.
Aren't we, MJ?
It is a cold day today.
Oh, my word. It was 27 below zero this morning.
Oh, wow.
At my place.
That is so cold.
What was it in Smoot, the Banana Belt? Or Fairview, whatever.
I don't know. Maybe 15, 20?
Below?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's always warmer on your side of the valley than where I live.
That's because I live there.
You got to be tough to live where I live in Grover, Wyoming.
That's true. Yeah.
Hey, so what are we going to talk about today? Speaking of...
Topics. We're going to talk about Doc West.
Yes.
Hopefully I'm saying his name right.
Well, I think you're saying his name right, but...
We have two incredible people here today to help us.
We do. And yes. That's what I'm really excited about here.
I am too.
Aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have guests very often.
We don't. We have Terry Webb and her beautiful daughter, Whitney Webb. And they are the granddaughter and daughter of Doc West.
Granddaughter and great-granddaughter.
Granddaughter and great-granddaughter.
Did I not say that?
You said daughter.
Oh, yeah, that would make you really old.
Exactly.
Sorry, Jerry.
I know, I'm getting there, but you know.
We are so excited to learn the history of Doc West. He was the first doctor here in the valley, I do believe.
One of the first.
So let's delve right into it. I mean,
I agree.
We've been on this kind of history kick of Star Valley lately, and it's been one of our hottest topics. Tell us a little bit about the very early parts of Wyoming and Doc West.
As early as you can remember
dealing with your grandpa here in the valley.
Well.
Or how about this? You start wherever you want to start. How about
Like, I think he died before I was born. Well, that's okay.
We're going off your recollection, what you've been told, right?
Right.
And family history.
Yeah, and we didn't say it was all true, right? It was all what I've been
best
told.
Best stories or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is why your story doesn't have to be true.
Right. Although, it is what I was told. In 1903, he graduated from medical school. He was valedictorian. By the way, isn't that amazing?
And you had a son that was a valedictorian, too. Awesome.
Yeah, so anyway, he graduated, and his brother was out. His name was Warren, and he was in St. Anthony, and he got on a train, and he was coming out to check out St. Anthony. His brother was a dentist. And I think he must have got off at Montpelier and then came over here on his way to St. Anthony, Idaho. And he got here, and they needed a doctor here really bad. And he loved it here. He loved hunting and fishing and all those things, and so he stayed.
Nice.
What year would that have been?
1903. 1904, 1903, somewhere in there. He graduated in 1903.
Okay.
From Missouri.
Missouri. Wow. Where did he meet your grandma?
He was married to his first wife, who came with him with two sons at that time. By the time she had one of her last babies, she died like six weeks after the birth.
Oh.
So like even being a doctor, back then they lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
They didn't have things. She had a heart attack. I'm sure it was related to the birth somehow. And then he had these kids and he needed help, and my grandmother, who was 13 years younger than him, they got married, and she was from over in Paris, Idaho.
Okay.
And she was a Tooler.
Okay.
And that's how they got married, and then they had four more kids after that.
And which one was your dad?
The youngest.
Okay.
Max West, yes.
Fun. Yeah. And did any of them become doctors? Sorry.
No, you...
My Uncle became a dentist, and I think one of the other sons in the other marriage became a dentist also.
Wow.
No doctors.
Wow.
No doctors.
And so your dad is from the youngest from the second wife?
From the second wife.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I think my grandfather's like 52 when my dad was born.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And so there obviously wasn't a hospital.
No. And the hospital was in his home. My poor grandmother, she would have to clean and take care of everybody. A lot of times the maternity patients would be in there for 10 days.
Mm. Wow.
And in confinement, and she would be cooking and cleaning, and sometimes they would take their little kids with them. And sometimes her home was just full. My dad would wake up in the bathtub and between two chairs all the time because somebody had come in the night and taken his bed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And he talked about there was scissor soup all the time on the wood stove because the scissors were on there and the instruments were boiling to get sterilized.
Yeah.
And they called it scissor soup.
Wow.
So would he go to the homes of women that were going to have babies?
Yes.
Okay.
Both.
Both.
It was both. Yes. So, and it cost $10.
Wow.
For a delivery.
Crazy.
And it didn't matter whether it was in Afton, which is where he lived, or in Alpine, or Smoot.
Wow.
And he would, especially like in the wintertime, he would go and he would have a team of horses and a sleigh, and he had greyhounds, and he had a buffalo robe blanket, and he had a horse coat, a horse skin coat.
Oh.
And it would be like a negative 30 to a negative 50 out there a lot of times, and he would go, and then he would exchange horses.
Wow.
And then he knew he changed his teams of horses along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
People would just have to sit. We're just so blessed now, aren't we?
We are.
People would just have to sit and wait.
Wow.
Until he got there. I mean, it would take a while to get word to him.
Sure.
And then a while for him to get there.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so, but a lot of times with these greyhounds, at that time there was a bounty on coyotes.
Mm.
And, you know, with the fur.
Mm-hmm.
And he would make more money off the bounties from the coyotes than he did from the call.
That's crazy. Can you imagine our doctors today? The ones we have.
Heavens.
Sorry, Dr. Kirk, but you've got to go kill yourself a few coyotes.
To pay the bills.
Pay the bills.
And I'm sure he was very grateful for Blue Cross Blue Shield back then.
Yeah.
Paid everybody's bills, right?
Yeah.
So when they had the babies in the home, would they go like in the master bedroom? Where would they have the babies? Where was the ER?
I am not sure where the, in his house or at the house. Most of them were, of the maternities were at the homes of the people.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of people have said that their father or whatever was born in their house and he came. And actually, a funny, weird thing is my grandfather delivered my grandfather, which is...
Okay.
My grandfather on the one side delivered my grandfather on the other side. He's on his birth certificate. And not very many people can say that.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Really. Really crazy.
That is crazy.
That's neat. So,
wow.
Wow. How many babies did he deliver?
Over 4,000.
What?
You've got to be kidding me.
What?
And he practiced for 43 years, I believe.
So, so just time frame wise, when did he first start being a doctor in Afton?
1903.
Okay. And then for 43 years, so that'd be 1946.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And then he was always on the board of health. He always did something. He was also a coroner. He helped figure out, you know, when people on car accidents and stuff.
Wow.
That was another reason why my cousin who went with him to a lot of things decided he would never be a doctor because he saw too many things. But
what kind of things? I want some gore.
No, you don't want some gore.
We're EMTs. We
That's
thrive
right.
on that stuff.
We thrive.
My grandmother had diabetes, and my grandfather, she had gangrene in her toes.
Oh, shoot.
And so my grandfather operated on her, and cut off her toes.
Oh, no.
And they were supposedly really stinky, and I don't think he used anesthetic.
Oh.
And my cousin decided he would never be a doctor after that, ever.
Oh, that's crazy. And he wasn't. And nowadays, you just call a tow truck.
Yeah, a tow truck.
Sorry, I know one joke, and it's my tow truck joke.
That was good. That was funny. That was a good
one.
The
only joke I know. I'm sorry. That's
horrible.
Terrible. I know.
Horrible.
I know.
For you to say.
So, did your grandmother and grandfather live very long? How long did they live?
My grandfather was like 86. My grandmother, I'm not sure. She died before him. Like she died in 1940 some odd.
Wow.
And they were 13 years different. So,
yeah. But,
you know. So he lived to be.
He was 86.
86. So.
86.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. And did he also do like veterinarian type stuff here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and you know, back then everybody just had to, everybody did everything. They had to help each other out. But he was a great entrepreneur. He had bands of sheep. He had land all the way through the valley. He was part of the coal mine up in Grays River.
Oh.
He helped start, you guys don't remember Star Valley State Bank, but he helped start that. And he was on the board of education. And anyway,
wow.
He was into lots and lots and lots of different things.
And so. How far was his area? I mean, Star Valley's pretty big. Did he go clear to Cokeville and did he go to Cameron?
I don't know. I don't think he did Cokeville.
Okay.
Most of the time people were going, the big haul between was Montpelier and here.
Okay.
Okay.
For, down Crow Creek.
And sometimes the, you know, patients had to go to Montpelier. In fact, I think some of them were going to Montpelier. Before he got here.
Oh,
okay.
But okay. Anyway, yeah. And, you know, he did things like, if you've ever gone to the Daughters of the Utah Pioneer Museum down here, you'll see all of his crude tools that he had to work with. Yeah.
Like what?
Like a saw, like to saw people's legs off.
Oh.
In fact, in our family, cemetery, there is supposedly a leg up there of a girl that he had to saw off. I mean, he had to saw it off because it got mangled in a wagon wheel.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
And so they buried it up in our family plot. So
wow.
It doesn't have a marker, though.
That is amazing.
Eileen.
That's joke
sorry,
number two.
Sorry, that's another joke number two. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
So I'm just intrigued because my great-grandfather was kicked by a horse over in Freedom. And in his family journal, it talks about the wagon ride coming across trying to get him out of Salt River. And he made it to Afton where he survived for 3 days, but he died from a lacerated liver.
Is he the guy that his liver was broke in half when Grandpa...
Well, that's what I'm asking.
And Grandpa operated on him, and his liver was busted in half?
It must have been. I don't know, but it doesn't say in his family history who the doctor was, but it was in 1917 that he died.
Yeah.
Had to be.
And they said they got him to the doctor in Afton. And
doesn't that make you sad? The poor guy, can you imagine
way? I'm just kind of intrigued the fact that I'm talking to the family of the doctor that tried to save my great-grandpa.
Yeah.
Oh, life.
That's one of the stories I heard, and what a sad.
Yep. Yeah. He was helping his neighbor get firewood and was kicked in the guts by
a mare. Horse.
It was a mare, and her name was Bird.
Right.
Her name was Bird.
And she was usually pretty good, but the gilding on the other side was ornery.
I don't know.
Bite her or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I remember that story.
Isn't that amazing? Such a small world.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. How old was your great-grandpa again?
He wasn't very old. He was, I think he was in his 30s, like 37, 38, something like that.
Wow.
And that was 1917. That was, you know, with the time of the Spanish flu.
Oh, yeah.
Was starting to come in around 1918.
And didn't we lose a lot through here?
There was quite a few, but he helped people. Like, there was one guy that had to go help this family that I read about, and... he told him to wash in formaldehyde and do specific things to help protect himself. And he had to do all these specific things. And he said, I promise you won't ever get it. And he and his family never did. And
oh
they
my.
did
Really? So more naturalistic type stuff.
Well, I don't know. It was,
bathing
it was
in formaldehyde is not naturalistic.
Well, I didn't think
well,
so
if you
either.
Drink it.
But I'm not saying anybody should do that, but
yeah,
you know, they
yeah.
He had to they didn't have antibiotics and stuff
sure.
for a long time. In fact, the youngest son of his wife when she died, when she had the son, he fell into a hole or something and hurt his leg, and then it went septic, and he got blood poisoning, and Grandpa had to sit and watch him die.
Oh.
Because they did not have antibiotics back then. And, you know, even though he was the doctor and he was right there, there were some cases they would be way too late to call him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't, you know, they had the gangrene was coming in, and they talked about the smell of gangrene.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just don't really even think of gangrene hardly at all nowadays.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we?
No, it's gone. It's all gone.
They used to call it like galloping gangrene or something like that.
Hmm.
Wow.
And so there's just lots of things that we don't even have to think about that we have now that they don't have.
So did he keep a journal of things, or are these stories that are passed down? Or
were passed down and things like that, yes.
So tell us some of the things that you wanted to talk about. I can see you've got a piece of paper there.
Yeah, well, I
let's just knock
them
off.
Yeah.
that's awesome.
Well, my dad had a huge scar in his back, right, you know, where your lung is in your back. He had a huge scar when I was a kid, and we used to ask him what happened, and he used to say, "The engine shot me," is what he said. But that's not what happened. When he was three, he got pneumonia. And so Grandpa opened him up in the back and had to drain the pus and the fluids off of his lung.
Gosh.
And he made it.
Wow.
No kidding.
So, isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you don't have all the antibiotics and things like that.
Yeah. Sure.
And like I said, if you go down to that museum and you see the few tools that he had, because my family donated that to the museum, you'll say, oh my gosh, it's amazing that anybody made it.
Yeah. What would he do for pain for people?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Because the stories I've read, these poor people would just have to sit and take it. They'd have people hold them down.
Oh, no.
Things like that to, like, reset bones. One time, somebody had their finger cut off, and you couldn't send them to specialists. I mean, you had to deal with it. And he went inside the finger and got the tendon, and he sewed it all back together, you know, and that, he was just a...
My word.
And it worked. And it worked.
Man.
You know, so there's,
yeah,
he was just doing the best he could with what he had.
What he had.
Yeah.
What he had.
Yeah.
With, you know, $10 bills.
Yeah. And,
that's crazy.
And there were, even though he wasn't a member of the church that was around here and he never joined, there were women and children out there, and their husbands were gone on missions. A lot of them, and he wouldn't send him a bill.
Oh, wow.
So, and if he thought a family could not pay the bill, he didn't send him a bill. There were a lot of bills he didn't send.
Wow.
So.
Was he a Christian? Like, what religion was he?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth.
Interesting.
I know my grandmother was, you know, a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right.
Let me see. Oh, this is an interesting thing about him. He was a very smart man. Do you know what piles are, or hemorrhoids?
I've heard of hemorrhoids.
Yes, they used to call them piles, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So he had piles, and there was a doctor that had come in and from World War I, and he was. They called it shell shock, but it's the when they have a hard time after war.
Like PTSD type stuff?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And he had stuff like that. And Grandpa wanted to be operated on for the piles,
right,
which is in the rectum, right?
Right.
And so he didn't trust him because the guy was kind of on drugs and you know, because of the PTSD and everything, and drank and whatever. So my grandfather had a mirror and had him operate on him, and he watched the entire thing with that anesthetic.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that just gave me
You've got to be kidding me.
No. He just...
Wow.
Yeah.
He is a tough dude.
You're not kidding, because he said...
He is a true cowboy.
That is... I would say that is a true cowboy.
I don't know. He just said it's... A lot of it's in your head, and he just didn't
not
trust...
that.
Yeah, that one's in your butt.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That is so cool.
Well, that is crazy.
I mean,
did he pass out after? He just watched it?
No, he just watched it with the mirror. He had
a little
mirror
to the left.
Woo!
My word.
What else do I have?
Amazing.
That is crazy.
Yeah. That's cool. Next time I have someone that's complaining of pain in the back of the ambulance, I'm going to say, hey, I know this one guy.
And I'm going to get a mirror out.
Yeah, I'm going to... Suck it up, buttercup.
That's right.
You don't know pain until you've watched... Wow.
Yourself. Get rid of piles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was called. So... Anyway, there was lots of stories. I've heard lots of stories of people saying that he showed up and helped him out. And
so where in Afton did he live? Do you know where his home was?
Yes. Do you know across the street from, now it's the old feed store?
Yeah, Johnson Grain?
Yeah.
Is that where you're talking?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Across there, that's where Ma Bell used to have an office there.
Okay.
Right there, that's where the house was.
Okay.
And he knew so many people. Like, he would walk downtown, and he would gather up people. Because, you know, there wasn't the restaurants and stuff like there is now. And a lot of them had been come into town with sleighs or with buggies or whatever. And so he would bring them home. And my grandmother is feeding all these other people that are in house, and he would gather up these people and bring them home, and she would send my dad out the door to go to the store that was down here, mm-hmm. and to make things stretch.
Oh my goodness.
He was bring people home.
Yeah.
Wow.
And feed them.
Scissor soup only goes so far.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
Wow.
He also had a magpie that he taught. Did you know magpies are pretty smart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did.
And if you clip their tongue underneath here, they can talk like parrots.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
so,
that.
And he had one. He had one that he...
What would it say?
Well, he would call out, like, my dad's name and all of his brothers, and he'd say it in my grandpa's tone, and they'd come running, and it was just the magpie.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
My mom had a magpie, too. That's funny.
Did she teach her how to talk?
Yeah, and it said, coming, mother, coming, mother.
No way.
Yeah.
And it sounded like you?
But like her when she was a little girl.
Oh, when she was a little girl.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
So, anyway.
Wow. That is so neat. And so, how long was he a doctor here?
43 years.
Wow. And then what did he do after that?
Like, he was older.
Yeah.
And so, like, he was a coroner for a certain amount of time, and he was always on the board of health something. Okay. And he was on the board for the bank, because he helped start, and he had shares in the bank, mm-hmm. you know, to start it up, and things like that, so...
That's cool.
So do you just stop being a doctor then when you're old? I mean, you just said, hey, I'm done treating people.
I think that's kind of, you know, you're like 80 some odd or 70 some odd. Yeah. You're like,
done with this.
Yeah.
Moving on.
But he, you know, like I said, he had that coal mine that was up in Grays River for a small period of time that mm-hmm. they were doing stuff. And things up Stump Creek. My dad was a kid that he put out with the sheep, and he was just a kid. And he put him out with the sheep out on Stump Creek. And see, the Idaho side didn't get out of school as soon as the Wyoming side, because they had that schoolhouse up there. And so he would go and watch those kids. But he would get scared at night. And he said he learned to go to bed right when the when it was dark.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, he was out there with a band of sheep.
Yeah. So how old was he? Just like 7, 8?
Oh, he was probably about 10 or 11, 12,
wow.
something like that.
Mm.
You know, life was different then.
Sure. Yeah.
Life was way different.
Sure.
So.
It's amazing.
Anyway.
It's amazing the people that did make it, you know.
It is.
It's
it is.
Very, there's very tough stock here. That's one thing I've noticed. The people that have grown up here, are they're very tough people.
Because you have to be, because sure. It is so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And the winters have gotten much better than, like, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to wrap my head around being a doctor in the early 1900s, you know. I mean, that's just, you know, the roads were dirt. Everything
was bad.
Buggy and horse.
Sleigh. Yeah.
You're having all kinds of accidents. I mean, farming was a way of life.
Communication was just.
Chopping wood, just like.
Like my great-grandfather. Right. I mean, that's just what happened. What about, did he have any stories about Native Americans, the Indians around the time?
That I can remember of.
Okay.
And I bet the Indians, I've thought about this, I bet the Indians thought we were stupid.
Yeah.
Because when they were up in these... Because when they were here, they were up here.
Well, they didn't have mirrors.
Yeah.
But they had loincloths.
That was horrible. Anyway, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you,
they
Terry.
Used to be here in the summer.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they didn't stay here in the winter. There's
smart.
A reason
they
why
smart.
They didn't stay here in the winter.
They
you know,
smart.
the 30 and 50 below.
The original snowbirds.
The originals, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, there was a reason they headed out. I bet they thought it was kind of strange that we stayed. They decided
yeah.
to
yeah.
stay here all winter long. Very difficult living,
sure,
up here.
So what kind of diseases were going around in the first part of the century, 19th century? You mentioned the Spanish flu.
Mm-hmm. The 1918, you know, the Spanish flu, and then there was another thing that came through. My dad said that when flus and stuff came through, no one would ever let them play with him.
Okay.
Because he was the doctor's son.
Mm.
Because, you know, they didn't want their kids getting sick.
Ah.
But my grandfather very seldom got sick because he would have a little shot of whiskey before he'd go into a place
yes.
that was
there you
yes.
go
where the people were sick.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll bet there's something to that.
I bet so too.
It kills a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I bet he had a couple of shots when he had that mirror and that guy taking
know.
Out those piles. I just can't get that out of my mind.
I know. I'm like, ooh.
Wow.
So Terry, we have your daughter Whitney right here
right.
with us.
And,
right. And I would be curious to know from Whitney stories that she might have heard, you know, from great grandpa growing up.
I don't have much. Sorry.
Well, you've got to have heard something. I mean, tell us what you, at least what you do know or can tell us about great grandpa.
I think my mom said all the stories that I really know.
Okay. Good deal. Well, I just think that being a doctor at that time had to have been something exceptional.
I agree. I think your grandpa was a really great man.
I mean,
really, he's a founder here and a very knowledgeable man, too.
Mentally tough.
Sure.
You'd have to be mentally tough yeah. to see the things
and
that
his wife,
see.
Too.
And his wife, yeah.
His wife. And he's, yeah.
They she had to have patience. Yeah.
A lot of patience, and they worked hard.
But what are some of the, I mean, I remember my mom when I was just young. I'm trying to remember, there was this stuff that was, it was red, and she would put it on
iodine?
The, no, that's
methylate.
Brown.
Oh,
yes,
I had that too.
Yes,
see,
yeah.
I'm not stupid.
And that stung.
It stung
like
the
crazy.
Dickens.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm just trying to think what they would have had back then to treat injuries. You know, I mean, you see the cowboys in the old days. The guy comes into the bullet wound. The first thing they do is pour whiskey in the bullet wound. You know,
well,
is there things like that?
Like peppermint was like for tummy aches. I've heard of. Stuff like that, you know. That
And how did that come? I mean, was that like you'd go down to Brolam's and buy a sack of
yeah,
peppermints?
Well,
I mean,
no, the peppermint oil.
Okay, oil. So that's what they do.
The peppermint like, oil, like for tummy aches and thing. Or, you know, it's peppermint along the river here. It's
okay.
not peppermint, but it's in the mint family.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I've heard of there's an herb out there that's for kidneys that Dr. Perks even used to say that's one of the best things for kidneys.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting, don't
yeah,
you think? Yeah,
for sure.
And so you can get that. There's all sorts of things like that. Sulfur, you know, they used a lot of sulfur.
Uh-huh.
And if you read about 1918, they did a lot of the same things that we are doing now, as far as isolating and trying to get the plague to settle down. But there were still, that plague took a lot of people.
Took a lot.
They did.
I heard it happened because they went to church.
Oh.
I heard it happened because they didn't wear masks and social distance.
Yeah.
Well I'm sure they didn't wear masks, but for sure.
Well, they should have.
Yeah. Well,
let's don't talk about masks.
Right let's now. And let's right, just not right. talk about let's the C word.
Let's move on.
But you know, and the antibiotics. The kid that got his finger cut off, and he would have him come to the office, and he would also tell him to put their finger in the sun, in the window, so that would help it heal and help sterilize it, the heat.
Wow. Did he write down anything? Like, did he have any kind of journals or?
He has some things on how much he charged, and like sometimes he would get livestock as his payment, or come home with something like
some
that.
Eggs to help. And chicken.
To help pay for things.
Okay.
Help pay for things. So,
was there anything like, you know, was there anything, you know, being a physician that he said, don't do this or don't do this.
Don't hit him in the head.
Okay, so don't get hit in the head.
No, like if you're going to spank your kid.
Oh, okay.
Because spanking was very common.
Yep.
Like sometimes more than any, say, you stay away from the head.
Okay.
Don't be hitting them in the head. You know, be spanking them on the rear end.
Right.
That's, good. Sure.
Were you spanked as a kid?
I was.
I was spanked lively.
Guess what I had?
What?
Fly swatters. On the back of the knees.
Oh.
I know.
Owie.
I might have had a few of them break.
Did you learn, though?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the whole point, right?
Sure. Yeah. But I didn't spank. Did you have to spank or get spanked, Terry?
I got very, 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 very seldom. Like,
you were a good kid.
You were probably a good kid, right, Terry?
Of
course I was.
Sheesh. How did I even ask?
Yeah, I know, right? So did you spank your kids?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Once in a while, they, you know, when they just don't
shape up.
Yeah. When they just keep going.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Very, very seldom.
I bet Whitney didn't get any.
Oh, she got it. She can tell you, I think, two. I think that's about all she ever got.
That's awesome.
So what else? Is there anything else that you wanted to cover that you can think about regarding your grandpa? Things that you want to say?
I don't know. I think he was pretty smart. I think he tried to do the right things at the right time.
Sure.
Like everybody. I think everybody was trying to. And I think people came together. I think that the world that we live on in, we walk on the shoulders of people before us. We think that have done all these amazing, great things, but we really haven't. It's, you know, we have hospitals now. Even, like I said, antibiotics and things like that.
Sure.
That people would, like, he just had to watch his son die and watch people die.
Yeah.
Because it had gone, they hadn't got called, like, appendicitis.
Sure.
Was a big thing that was happening, you know, with people, and he would just have to watch him die. Yeah. He knew what was going on.
Wow. Did he ever work with Doc Perks or know of him, you know what I mean?
He worked with Treloar. I know that.
Okay. And then Perks probably came after.
Yeah. Treloar and Worthen.
Okay.
Okay.
Treloar.
Okay.
That's neat.
And there was a hospital built at some point, too.
Do you know where it was?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Not where the one is now.
But a lot of the stuff was done at people's homes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of the stuff was done at people's homes.
Yep.
So how many of his posterity are still living in the area?
Not tons of us, but like Teddy Neild is my cousin.
Okay.
Pam is her sister. Tobe West is my dad's cousin.
Okay.
He's from the first family.
Okay.
So
he was from the first wife then?
Yeah.
Tobe came from?
Okay. Well, his dad.
Yep.
And then his dad. See, my dad was the youngest one. And so he had some nephews that were about his age.
Okay. Oh, so fine. I got you. So very
anyway,
cool.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah. So very neat. There's a few of us that are still hanging around here.
Very neat.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
We had to bring in different people into the gene pool, you know?
Yeah. I just think that's fantastic.
I do too. And I've never been to that museum, and now I just want to go really bad.
Yes.
And see if I can get
and
some
then,
of that.
And then you just get on your knees and you say, thank you that I was born now and not then.
Sure.
That is a true story.
That is. That is.
They used a lot of mustard plasters. Have you ever heard of a mustard plaster?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking one of the stories on, I think, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, mm-hmm. whatever, they were, because it would pull out poisons mm-hmm. and stuff. They were trying to help him with the mustard plaster.
Wow. I wonder what that is. I wonder what did you say? Mustard plaster?
Yeah, it's, you know, the mustard seed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and like a paste.
Yes, and you get it wet, but you have to make. My grandmother on the other side did one on her chest. That they would use that. They'd use the wool socks, okay. you know, that and, uh-huh. and the grease and stuff to help pull things out.
Okay.
But the mustard plaster has mustard in it. You have to put grease in it. It'll really burn your skin and get it wet.
Okay.
And then it's better if you have something between your skin and it, and it gets really hot, spicy
wow.
type, and it
wow.
pulls. It will pull a lot of things out. So they were using, because if I remember right on that story, a mustard plaster, but his liver, oh,
yeah,
sad.
Just,
broken too, like
yeah.
broken
wow.
too,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah,
I wonder if he has wrote a history of that or has that noted someplace.
Wouldn't that
you gotta
be
go
awesome
down there
to go look
yeah.
through some of his books.
That'd be fun.
Stuff to
yeah, we should
records.
Go do that.
We need to go do
we'll
that.
We'll have a field trip.
Let's go do that.
You guys
oh,
can come with
oh,
us.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
I would love
well,
that.
Thank you. That would
yes.
be great. That would be great.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
coming.
So much for coming, you guys.
Yes. Whitney, please next time try to keep it down. You, we had to just.
We had to turn her mic off. She was talking so much.
She's so dang cute. What? She is available.
I'm so sorry, Whitney. I have to watch her like a hawk.
He does. Well, thank you so much,
thank
Terry
you.
And Whitney. Thank you.
We appreciate you guys coming.
I appreciate your great-grandpa for sure, and your grandpa.
What a great podcast this has been. I love
it
these early histories
me
of
too.
Star Valley. We need
I
to do
love
a lot
them,
more of that.
For sure.
Yep. Well, thanks everyone for listening today. Again, this is Why Your Story, coming to you from the great studios of SBI Media. I am your host, Travis.
And I am your host, Mary Jo. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.